Of course, if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know Ashley and myself, we're very passionate about the arts. It's a big part of why our community is so successful. Ashley is a performer herself, and I just like to talk. But our next guest does a phenomenal job when it comes to the art of ballet, and we're so fortunate to have the Ballet of York County right here in our backyard. It has served so many young people over the decades. And once again, they're back because they've got their spring production of Jack and the Beanstalk. And Ashley and I just fall in love with Leslie Cooper, the artistic director, and every other hat that she wears. Leslie, we just have always enjoyed our time with you. Mm-hmm. You've got an infectious personality. We appreciate what you do when it comes to ballet. And you're kind of like us. You're all over the map. Like trying to get you focused sometimes, like trying to get us focused, is difficult.
We're creatives.
Yeah. But yes, my children say that to me also. Mom, it's exhausting. But that's okay.
But what did you tell us earlier that creative people, we're a little out there, right? We have to be.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to figure that out. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with us. We just think not differently, but maybe more.
We approach a situation differently. Maybe that's it, right? We can see the art in it.
Well, you need to, because art's part of the world. It always has been. It's part of nature. It's part of sound. It's part of everything. It's art.
Well, this spring, you're going to bring to life Jack and the Beanstalk.
That's a new one, huh?
That is a new one.
It is a new one.
Well, let's refresh the story for our viewers in case they're not familiar with what Jack and the Beanstalk's all about. And then how do you turn this classic tale into a ballet?
If you think about most fairy tales, they're really rather dark. And when you turn them into ballets, they don't need to be. Now, our Jack is Jacqueline, but her friends call her Jack. And she lives in a place with a very fun cow named Bluebell. And Bluebell does have pointe shoes. And we have... It can be a happy ballet also. And then there's a lot of crazy going on in this ballet. And there's some lovely, there's flora and fauna and critters and raccoons. And there's all sorts of things. We have foxes and raccoons and cows and deer and bunnies and ladybugs and butterflies and caterpillars and all sorts of fun stuff going on. And we tell the tale. But it ends well. Okay. Because things should end well. Hmm. I think some of those fairy tales were written to scare children so they would go to bed. But I want children to be able to sleep well at night, so I don't want that to happen. So,
how do you approach putting a show like this together? What does that process look like?
Sometimes, as with this one, I thought about it, and then I started hearing music. I listen to music all the time anyway, but I heard some music last summer in Tanglewood in Massachusetts that I thought was interesting. And then I thought I would use that for something. And then it turned into other music. And I wanted this one to be different. I wanted the dancers to have to think a little differently. It's not all steady, steady beat, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the music is a little more intricate. So they have to be able to learn that process too. And they're going in and out, and it's not one group of girls or boys, and then another, and then another. It's everybody's in and out. The story's all intertwined because those stories are. Mm-hmm. And that's one of them said, I like it when it's easier when we can just do our dance on this. I said, that's not the way it works. That's not the way you learn something new. So it's wonderful. Their kids are smart. You just got to give them a chance. Mm-hmm. They will do the most amazing things, and they're capable of so much, and it's insulting not to expect anything, in my opinion.
Well, you provide that platform for them to do just that, Leslie. I mean, I think that's what's so wonderful that we get to see as just one friends, but also just community members. You provide that platform, a space for these dancers to kind of perform where otherwise they might not find their avenue. You've given them a place to park their car.
Well, not everyone's going to be a prima ballerina. Not everyone's going to be a principal dancer. But they learned to be an audience. They learned the process. They learned to work with each other. They learned to care for one another and take care of their health and do, I don't know, there's just a lot involved in ballet and any of the art forms. It's like sports, you know. Mm-hmm. You just see the tip of it. You don't see everything that happens to make these things go.
We're speaking with Leslie Cooper. She is the artistic director. Is that the correct?
Whatever.
I know. You wear so many hats. But she is with the Ballet of York County. They're bringing to life Jack and the Beanstalk. It's May the 14th through the 18th. This is going to be at the same place as the Nutcracker at Winthrop University's Johnson Hall Theater. Go ahead and get your tickets now. Mm-hmm. Leslie, if folks are familiar with the Nutcracker, how is this production different than the Nutcracker?
It is. We don't have an intermission. It's a little bit over an hour, and it's a collaboration of different kinds of music and dance, and you know, it's not a standard repertoire, and this one is a big celebration because, you know, we're coming up on 5 years in July. The first class that we had at the Greenway. So I turned around and said, wait a minute, this can't be so. But it's like, this is the perfect year to do something new, to celebrate and to thank the community has supported us so much. So we will always do Nutcracker. I mean, we're on the calendar I've got the calendar set at Winthrop for the next 5 years, really. But so it's good.
What would you say to people who, I don't want to say naysayers, but you know, a lot of times when we talk about the symphony and the ballet, you know, people think it's a little stodgy. And you talk about the community, you know, that comes, because you always have your supporters who do love the ballet. But for the people who are like, oh, I just don't think that's for me, what would you say to those folks to maybe get them to experience what the ballet is really like?
Try it. Mm-hmm. You might be surprised. I mean, we have a whole class of boys this year that are absolutely hysterical. It takes a tremendous amount of strength. It takes a tremendous amount of power and thought process and everything. Just try. You may surprise yourself. You just may surprise yourself.
Well, you've got to check out the performances by the Ballet of York County. We might be a little biased because they're in
fabulous.
Our backyard, but Ashley and I have seen behind the scenes, on the stage. We know so many of these dancers that you're currently teaching that have come through your ranks as well. And again, you're providing them such a great opportunity to express their creative side. And check out Jack and the Beanstalk. It is May the 14th through the 18th. It's presented by the Ballet of York County. And I think, Leslie, you said it best. Try it. Try one. 9 times out of 10, you're going to like the music. Mm-hmm. And when you like the music, you're going to see the art of the dancers on stage, and you're going to like, oh, this is fantastic. What have I been missing out on?
And what we have at Winthrop University at Johnson Hall is amazing. Most dancers do not have an opportunity to have the lighting and the sets and everything that we have there. That's a beautiful theater. If you've never even seen a real theater like that, it's so cool. I've had kids say, ooh, what's that balcony? They've never seen a balcony, you know? And it's just wonderful. It's the whole experience. Yeah. And we love the community to come. There are people that come to every Nutcracker, and then they come this spring, and we have one couple that comes and they take their picture outside every time, and they, you know, it's a big,
it's great.
You know, they come and that's their night out, and I really appreciate that. Mm. You know, it's wonderful, and it's affordable considering what theater usually costs. So I think it's, you know, we don't charge hundreds of dollars for tickets, but that, you know, it's the support of
but
the
it's
community.
Every bit as good as
it is exactly
as if you
right.
paid $100 for
and
a
you don't
ticket.
Have to fight traffic, and that's worth the price of admission.
And we have there's good parking at Winthrop.
There is good parking. Yeah.
Well, check out Jack and the Beanstalk May the 14th through the 18th. It's presented by Ballet of York County. Leslie, it's always great catching up with you, friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.